The pirate ship had not blown its cannons much in the first four games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in big plays, but it did in this game as Kansas City loses to the Bucs by a score of 38-10. There are times when I just cannot find the right adjective to describe a game, and this is one of those. I thought Kansas City had a great chance to beat Tampa Bay. Keep in mind, Tampa Bay came into this game last in the National Football League in plays of 10 yards or more offensively and near the bottom in 20-plus plays. But this was all about big plays. A touchdown on a quick count of a 62-yard pass play from Josh Freeman to Mike Williams gave Tampa Bay its first touchdown. But then they came back, got a 42-yard pass play, a 35-yard run from LeGarrette Blount. They get a 61-yard pass play on a tip pass to Tyquan Underwood. And then the biggest one of all was a 76-yard interception return where it appeared that Dexter McCluster had a first down catch, and somehow the ball flew up but just inches off the ground, and Rondé Barber on his way to Canton, Ohio, runs to the end zone with a 76-yard interception return, and the Chiefs lose this game 38-10. The one bright spot for Kansas City was a blocked punt by Sean Drone, picked up in the end zone by Michael Cannon. Inexplicably, he tries to throw it out of the end zone. It's picked off by Edgar Jones, who gets Kansas City's only touchdown. The Chiefs lose it 38-10. Josh Freeman, what a game for him. He has been under a lot of scrutiny here in Tampa. The former Grandview, Missouri Bulldog and Kansas State Wildcat put up numbers like he was at those two schools. Again, he had struggled, but not today, as Freeman goes 15-26, 328 on 15 completions. That gives you an idea of how many big plays the Buccaneers were able to pull off in this game. Plus, he had three touchdown passes, one interception by Justin Houston, which was outstanding early in the game, which was a red zone takeaway for Kansas City. But all told, still a great deal of disappointment here on the Gulf as the Chiefs lose to the Buccaneers 38-10 and now go into the bye week with one win and five losses. Kansas City needed big plays. Instead, Tampa Bay got almost all of them. Reporting from Raymond James Stadium, I'm Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs for KCChiefs.com.